This goes to Dr. Kisoon Dial. It's K-I-S-S-O-O-N, like November, D like David, I-A-L. Fax 989-775-4682. Regarding Mark Chapoten, C-H-E-P-O-T-O-N. Date of birth, 9/7/1952. Dear Dr. Kisoon Dial, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Chapoten, who has stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was August 31st of 2022. He states that he saw his cardiologist and got a good report, and he won't have to see him for 6 months. He's feeling well. He did have an increase in creatinine on labs March 8th of this year. His general range prior to that was between 1.4 and 1.7, and this creatinine jumped to 2.56. But he had no hospitalization, no ER visits, no surgeries, no medication changes. So we're not certain what could have caused that, and we'll repeat that within a month. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no difficulty emptying bladder, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Actually, he is off ENTYVIO, injections. I do want to highlight Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25, one daily. He's on Lantus and Novolog insulin, both. And no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical exam weight is 251 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse 66, and blood pressure is 116 over 60. He appears comfortable, color is good, no signs of respiratory or other distress. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 8th of 2023, and the creatinine had jumped, as I said previously, from 1.4 to 1.7 range up to 2.56. And that makes the estimated GFR 26. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.3, phosphorus 3.4, albumin 3.6. Hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, currently stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We have asked the patient to get labs rechecked in April. If they are back to baseline, we'll go back to every 3 months for labs, but we will determine that after we see his next labs, which will be done April of 2023. He should continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He'll be rechecked by this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.